Hey, what's up? It's episode 4. We're going to beef our party up to prepare to bust our boys out of the cells of limbo. We're going to get some upsetting news about Lena's little breakaway party, and then we're going to have a quick little history lesson about the Lesser Key of Solomon. So let's get right into it.
Audio.
Recording, and then I gotta hit the record button. Okay, I'm recording now. Cool.
Alright, can Windlord give me anything? Let's lumber.
Ooh! It's Saint Pepsi. It's him.
Ram. So, Windlord and Sea Ram.
Slumber is officially my new favorite. My new favorite demon, as it were.
Well, I was kind of hoping I would get... The problem I'm running into is I keep being like, I'm trying to fuse two together to make, like, a stronger one to then feed to Randall.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it keeps giving me demons that are stronger than the demons I have for my, like, group. So I can't...
Damn.
I'm not getting Randall quite where I want him.
The floating eyeball is... crazy legit.
I like decided not to get Horus because I still want Bear Lord.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I'm having a like tough time letting go of Bear Lord. I need teleport and robot. Okay, very useful. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So a thing that I did also in my solo grind sesh. Was I ended up doing the Wartak Demonary quiz. I just trial and errored the stuff if I couldn't figure it out, because you can just do that. It lets you do it until you get it right. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You don't get locked out of the Demonary quiz if you get a question wrong. And you just eventually you just get free demons as rewards.
Ah, okay.
And they do. Like it's three-dimensional growth on the rewards. You get, it's like a low-level demon, and then like a level 20-something demon, and then a few more up to level 60-something. But then that's how I discovered that the main reason that you have a level is obviously demons that are like, it seems like it's maybe 5 or 6 levels above your level are the ones that you just can't do anything with at all. They're just kind of locked away in your Vinecom until you can like get your level up to where they are. So you just kind of like have them on deck, but you'll get like two or three maybe that you'll probably be able to like use.
Also, like, these emojis mean nothing.
I know. Yeah, like I think the angry face with the puffy cheeks is pretty much a universal fail, but all the dot, dot, dots and the question marks.
All the angry and sad faces are bad, but anything else has the potential to work out. I did get into one where, like, it was a Lakshmi, and she's like, no, how dare you? And then Bear Lord was like... let me in. And, like, immediately turned her around, and she's like, okay.
Wait, is Bear Lord a Yeti with a kid riding
Bear
on
Lord?
Top
yes,
of
Bear
him?
Lord is someone riding... hold on. Rango status, maybe. Yeah, it's fully a kid riding a gigantic bear that might have a smaller bear inside of it. Because it looks like the under the head is like a pair of arms, like it's a little bear like sitting in something with like a bear mech suit on.
I think that's just like its jowls, though, creating a bit
of illusion. Yeah, that might be its... Okay, that's like its bear titties, I think, is what's happening there. It just looks really funny. But yeah, that's probably like a kid riding a giant bear.
So, I mean, look, there's...
Whoa!
There's no way around this. I'm gonna have to out myself as a Mark-ass trick. But, that's just Nunu from League of Legends.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Nunu and Willow.
Or is Nunu from League of Legends of this game, you know?
Well, yeah. Oh, damn. Oh, Bull.
It's Bull!
Oh, man, you gotta do What's... your... I want to, but I feel like you have to do the thing, you know?
The Minotaur voice?
Yeah, you've gotta do... It's the Minotaur! It's him!
Did I save before I came in here?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he had, like, a line, and I wasn't really, like, focused very hard. Hold on. I'm gonna reset it just for the sake of making sure we get those.
Damn, okay.
I know I hard saved recently. If I didn't, I at least did a quick save. So let's see what I did.
Okay,
yeah,
right,
I did report. Nice. Okay. how do I do it again? I have to like.
You gotta get in the. Don't let
gotta
me.
Gotta warm that one.
Don't
up.
Let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone.
What?
Wow, no, that's not good. I have to like test run this. It's really hard.
I feel
to
like it's more of
a
whisper too.
Voice.
You know, it's more. It's, yeah.
What? Trail sent you? No kidding. That means he's ready to rescue our people.
Oh shit!
From this, old...
I gotta retake that one.
Take two.
That means he's ready to rescue our people from the cells of Limbo.
Hey, shouts out Limbo. Just talking about him.
You want the Limbo key? Aw, jeez. I left it in the hands of Melkor.
Melkly? Melkly? That is a real...
Melkly?
That name is like doing a Rubik's Cube with your mouth. What?
Mm-hmm.
Melkly.
He's a demon. You may have seen him in the town. Here, take this with you. Next time, get it.
Oh, you got a relic.
Relic. You say anything else important?
Nope. Yeah, just the same thing. And he's not going to
Well...
let you do anything. Okay, cool.
Well, I'm looking for the key, baby.
And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just because I am, like, the queer, repressed child of religious mom who would just routinely, like, walk into the woods and lay down and hope to be taken by nature or something. But, like, I don't know. Maybe that just is my thing. Maybe anytime you present it to me in something that remotely resembles Twin Peaks in a very, like, the piney woods are foggy at night type thing, I'm just into it. I don't know.
You're getting very real very quick this season. I thought we weren't going to give him everything, but here we go.
That sequence rocks.
I'm the only one in this room, but I can feel a presence. I hear odd sounds too. Okay, time to hit it.
Oh,
a.
Yeah, time
to
just walk around. Hey! Did we, is it an.
What?
Whoa, it's another secret one! What, damn, we didn't even know about this one.
Rock Sore disappeared into the mines. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna help you out.
Oh,
Skyfish! He's a bomb with the shark
what
fighter
is the,
plane
okay,
paint
what,
on it, but with like.
Hold on, I had that toy. That's a toy that I had as a child. Hold on.
It looks kind of... It reminds me vaguely of those, like, pool missiles.
Yeah, but it... Oh, man. I know if I just type in bomb sharp teeth, it's just going to give me chain chomp. I know that's all...
Skyfish is that James Bond movie, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not the Wood Rocket
parody
of Skyfall.
Why is every party in the caves Evangelion, Basilisk, and Pumpkin?
Welcome to the party in the
every
cave.
Every single... It's... I guess. I need that basilisk, though. I need to recruit. He's not very cooperative.
Maybe I'm just thinking of every World War II fighter plane with the, like,
I mean,
mouse.
Don't get me wrong. It's like an amalgamation of, like, 9 different fucking things. So.
Did you ever play the Dragon Age games at all, like, in a meaningful
I tried to play
capacity?
The first one, and at that time, I think maybe, like, I just wasn't... I wasn't developed enough as a gamer mm-hmm. to appreciate that game's gameplay style.
Okay.
And then I think the second one was where there was just a lot of, like, angry nerds mad that it wasn't, like, a sim. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really play that one, and then the third one was just a shit show, so it's kind of... Yeah. I never bothered, really.
I don't remember which one it was in, but, like, the whole thing with mages in that game is, you know, they're always, like... It's very early Final Fantasy, and the whole, like, oh, the mage war, and, like, the mages are bad. Like, magic is bad, and it's seen as bad, and we have to lobotomize the mages, basically, is, like, a big part of the whole thing, and, like... It's like the only queer character in that game is like this gay mage guy you're going a side quest for to like, part of it's like finding his fiance or former lover or something like that. And
that's my fiance.
And of course he's been magically lobotomized when you find him, and then the whole thing, the guy's just like, well, I'm just gonna kill myself now, and if, or no, like you have to kill me, and if you don't kill me, I'm just gonna kill myself, and then that's like. That's the only
way
that whole thing
not to cut your
ends.
Sad story short, but the straight face just gave me an affirmative for a demon negotiation. So anything's possible, I guess.
Like Kevin Garnett, you know?
Anything is possible! Man, you've been referencing that song a lot.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, why has I'm on a boat been just like... rattling around my noggin so much. Oh, they got the skin stretch of the, hey, blast box.
Have to splice in some burst beats. What's a burst beat exactly, though, by their definition?
Well,
or is that just what they call them?
I think the easiest way that I can like come to, because I was thinking about this the other day, and like. If you, so, like, if this makes it in, I am the type of person who, if no one's familiar with Liturgy, the experimental black metal band helmed by, what is she, I know that we, God, I asked this
it's
the other
still
day, what, is
Hunter,
she still Hunter
Hendrix,
Hunt, Hendrix Triple Hen, H?
Okay. Hunter, is it Hunter, Hunter Hunt?
Hunter Hendrickson? Hunt Hendrix, yes.
Okay, God, I thought it was three different H names, but.
Quick aside from the future, since this audio is 2 years old, give or take, at this point, the artist that we lovingly refer to as Triple H's name is Hayla Ravenna Hunt Hendrix now, I believe that's how you say it. Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean,
well it is three. Yeah, her, Triple H.
but Hunter is not. I know. That's... You're playing with fire
but,
on calling that different.
But at any rate, so the Transcendental Black Metal Manifesto is a thing you can read. You can be a freak like me, and maybe you can still find a physical print. I have the zine over there on my my altar table next to my sigil book. But
it was all a zine.
But basically, so she sets it up as like, so extreme metal can only go so extreme. You can only go to 10, basically, traditionally
that's
speaking.
True. I think maybe that's true.
Yeah, same. And so like the whole point of Liturgy at the beginning, I think, and like the big thrust of what she was talking about at the beginning is like, and it's what I've always thought about the blast beat, which, for those unfamiliar, it's like when you listen to black metal or any other extreme metal and the drums are just going
There will be a blast beat in here, don't worry.
So it's always to me represented like a very static emotional state, be it anger or depression or, you know, suicidal ideation or whatever. It's like the musical embodiment within the genre of just like a rut, just like this, you know, the mindset that you're in because whatever is happening, whatever the subject matter is, you can't get away from it, so you're stuck in this just like buzzing endless thing. And so you can push all the way up to the edge of this void where heaviness and extremity kind of maxes out from a traditional compositional sense. And the burst beat, from my interpretation, it's meant to be more of a like where that's like a static way of being, and songs that employ that are often like 7 minutes, 14 minutes. You know, black metal's a really long-winded genre. And so like the liturgy thing, it's more of a gesture that comes in, more like where the first, I think it's High Gold, like the first track on this on Aesthetica, where like instead of it being like and it's like a droning thing, it's that like, it's like like it's like a really like, it's ebbing and flowing in a way, and then when it gets to the double kick part, it's still kind of like pushing and pulling, even though everything is kind of, it's like kind of staying at the same tempo, but everyone's sort of lurching around instead of staying in like a perfect 30-second note, just like drone. Yeah,
it's like
more or less.
Every record is, every blast beat section on every record is like 3 seconds of normal blast beat, and then it goes like bam 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 bam.
Yeah, and then like I really love the way that she's sort of the new one too, especially like experimenting with all like the glitching and stuff, and like, I mean, that to me, that's the only place that black metal can go anymore is, I mean, you can't just have two decades of everyone like, you know, like something's got to give. Yeah. Stylistically,
I mean,
at some point, it's a very, I mean, it's what like Vaporwave's doing now. It's what Death's
Dynamics. The glitching on Hack is like way more like aggressive and abrasive, and the glitching on Origin is like, like more thoughtful, I think.
Listen to Liturgy, everyone.
Well, where is this motherfucker? That's Guy.
It's pronounced Gee.
It's Naomi and Yuji.
It's Gee Picciotto from Fugazi.
Sure.
Fugazi!
Gamers be Fugazi.
Fugazi. Wait, what?
He's
that's right,
stairs.
He's downstairs in the hotel.
That's right!
Is that him?
Oh.
Hey, there he is. You want the limbo key? Here, take it!
Damn. You should just give, what?
Oh.
Why didn't you give it to me before?
No. Him! Him. Shen and company were attacked by soldiers.
What? Where's Lena?
Lena was with them. They were attacked by the Imperium force at the Inferno Pit. We're headed over now. You should meet us there. The road to the Inferno Pit is between here and Hermit. Hurry.
Zoop, zoop, zoop. You could be a lady or a bitch girl.
Zoop, zoop, zoop.
I want to bleep that, but like bleep both lady and
bitch. You could be a beep or a beep girl.
I will say one of my favorite things about Code Vein is that every time you talk to Io, she's like, take care.
I did not even notice that. Whoa.
She says take care all the time.
Damn. All right. That's because I was too busy staring at Booba, I guess.
Yeah, Booba distraction.
cockatrice, yeah.
Skyfish is out here.
Whoa, Pegasus is like a stuffed animal, though.
Whoa, Icy Lemon?
Icy Lemon? Wow.
Em, what are you doing here? You're wasting time.
Then where do I go? Where do you want me to go? I have the key.
Oh, well, yeah. He's not going to step aside?
I thought that's literally what that was. I don't remember there being a locked door in here.
Shin's group was attacked a little ways from here. These guys managed to escape.
What happened to Lena?
She's been captured by Imperium soldiers.
What? Lena? Captured? Why? Why those Imperium?
There's danger ahead. What do you want to do?
Do you have to ask?
Yes, I
do. We've got to save her.
I ask. I won't stop you then, but be careful. There'll be soldiers everywhere.
It's bull. No,
it's ghee.
Dad, we were ambushed by Imperium soldiers.
I don't know that it was that. But
they
okay.
knew our plans. They knew everything. You know what that means. There's a spy among us.
Among us?
Sus.
Bro, good morning, everybody. Today is day 69. No dream. No devil's lettuce. And I'm off to work, man. Hope everybody's having a great day. Amongously, and don't be no suspicious character, Google.
Can I talk to this?
This is a little known. Rebels, curses. We were ambushed. In the 90s.
What the fuck is an orb of wind? Fuck off.
It's like an attack item.
Like yeah, I sold all of those because they all suck ass.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Beefing cereal.
Just keep beefing themselves up.
Well, that's an accuracy. Right, I can't imagine.
That matters.
Damn, they love that accuracy. Mm-hmm.
They don't miss.
He don't miss. God.
Where'd you take Lena?
Now the captured rebels will rot in the cells of Limbo.
I think that the Primus voice should be like, I don't know how to do Primus guy.
Oh, like Les Claypool. Like,
do it.
Now the rebels are captured in the rebels are wrapped in the cells of Limbo.
And then you have to do like when they teleport away, they're like
slap bass for 5 minutes. Yeah. I can fuck with that.
Jared was a race car driver. Drove a goddamn fast. Never did wind check or flag, but he never did come in last. Jared was a race car driver. He was number one.
I guess Primus is just one of those bands you love to hate. I guess as long as you don't interact with the fans or them on a personal level, yeah. You're like, okay, sure.
Just like don't set out to yuck anyone's yum in that regard, I guess.
To what anyone's, huh?
To yuck anyone's yum.
What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, it's, you know, pretty self-explanatory.
Is that just when you swallow? Like, I don't...
You gotta yuck my yum. Just, like, shit on something someone likes unnecessarily. You yucky when up you... their yum.
When you yummed, but she keep on yucking.
Exactly. You get it.
Mail talk? What is mail talk? Whoa. Alright. What kind of fucking bedroom punk band is that? truly LaFlame.
It's that Demi kid, him. Limbo.
Where's Lena? Hand her over.
Over my dead body? Or better yet, yours.
Why does it just say Primus though? Like, why is it like no matter who I'm looking at, it says Primus?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's got to be like their rank, like lieutenant or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. You're up.
Oh, Lena. Lena's a prisoner here in Limbo, but I actually have enough time to save her. She's due to be taken before Imperius. Oh,
again?
More of them, damn. Don't let him get away. We'll slam him in the cells of Limbo.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Grab him.
Damn, they're gonna...
Don't let him get away.
What the fuck? We got three guys ahead of us, mm-hmm. three guys behind us on a narrow bridge across a sea of molten lava, baby.
Oh, we're getting out of this one, baby.
Oh, now we're just imprisoned in limbo.
Okay.
Didn't even get to fight back. Him. It's hot. I'm burning up. Damn, Randall.
Hell
I'm sorry.
Is hot, and
oh.
Hey.
There's a clinic for
There's a clinic
demons.
In the cells of limbo.
Oh, free heals, baby.
Okay, nice. Yeah, you do got the limbo key. How
the
convenient.
Limbo key is for opening the cells
wow.
in limbo?
Hmm.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay, look, seeing him above the word limbo in the text box mm-hmm. is like having a very obvious effect. You know what it is.
Oh.
All my real ones know.
Mm.
Oh, got new music?
Mm.
Randall's wary.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh,
Randall's
changing.
Whoa!
Okay.
Fuck yeah! Fuck
Oh, the pentagram,
yeah.
the lightning. Woo! Oh, damn. Got the Super Saiyan 4 hair?
No, that's
or
so
wait,
what
Super
you're
Saiyan.
At,
wait, yeah, that's
that's Super Saiyan
Ultra
Blue.
Instinct. No,
no
Ultra
Instinct's Instinct.
Where they looked normal, but red.
Yeah.
yeah.
No. Okay. All right.
Isn't it?
Super Saiyan God is when they're skinny and have red hair. Super Saiyan Blue is a beyond
that's
Super
right.
Saiyan God where they look normal, blue hair. It's Super Saiyan hair but blue. And then Ultra Instinct, if I understand correctly, I haven't actually watched that part of the thing. It's like, I guess Goku's only done it, and he looks like normal. He has regular hair, but it's just like he has white energy around him.
Okay,
and he's just
yeah.
like, that has something to do with like how before Cell they were like, you need to be used to being a Super Saiyan.
What is autonomous Ultra Instinct? What in the.
All right.
This is
I don't
too
need,
much.
I don't want to know. Stop reading. Whoa, this tile set rocks.
Ultra Instinct Sign is also a different subdivision of this.
Subdivisions? In the high school halls?
Toriyama, my guy, you are pushing this. This is not cool, and you will be cast out of my brain for this. In the high school halls? The shopping malls?
Getty Lee's still alive, right?
Yes, they're only Neil has left us.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I just keep waiting for something to happen, you know? Like, I'm just at the point where I, like, know something's gonna happen. I know it can't possibly be over. I gotta get this guy. Come on, you gotta come with me. Ride with me, man. Forceful.
Okay, this is enough.
What?
You should just stop.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm just on some what the Dragon Ball manga's doing, and I just had to read the sentence. Furthermore, during his battle with Granola on the planet Cereal, although Goku initially held the edge over the Cerulean, enough. Just enough is enough with that. Granola.
You look pretty good, but not for long. What does that mean? Oh, he's gonna fuck us up. Why would he just say that with no other interaction? Okay. Well, now you're dead, so fuck off. Oh.
Oh, it's Lena. Let me go! I'm not going with you!
Look, it's Lena!
Oh, who is that purple dude?
Stop pulling!
It's the reverse Hulk.
You're hurting me!
Whoa!
you got the feather
Andromus.
Boa.
Oh, it's Andromus!
What?!
Okay, I have some...
Andromus voice?
I'll loop back around to this. Andromus's voice has to be like some serious shit. Like, you gotta like pitch it down. Like, So this is where these games really touch on some real demonic shit, I think. And I think this is pretty crazy that this isn't a Game Boy Advance game that is ostensibly marketed to children.
You have to quit with the children thing.
It's very kiddie. It's not a mature rated game. That's gotta be... I don't know that... I'm not saying it's explicitly a children's game, but it was meant to bring younger people in the series, I think, in addition to...
Well, maybe we'll do some effects to get it appropriately. Shut your trap. Come on. His Royal Highness Imperius awaits. We've got to help her.
Oh.
Finally, time to save Lena. Let's save this up real quick. Satan.
Oh, here we go.
Get your paws off Lena, or else.
Him!
Oh, there we go.
Let her go! Take the girl! Leave the boy to me! I'll teach him the meaning of respect. So you're a demi-kid! Him, is it? Let's see what you're made of, boy! Out of my way. Let Lena go.
Him? Time change.
She's like having a fever dream. Where she's just like, time change.
A demon has some. Find the demon. It's somewhere in one of these cells. Don't worry about me. Get the chains.
Oh, damn. They
Let's
took her away.
Go. Oh, you gotta fight him head on.
Andromus, baby. I hope that he doesn't have,
Well, check this shit, Andromus. You better get your fucking shit rocked.
I hope that they don't...
Power.
Not to be the type of person, not to whatever. That's what the whole point of this podcast is, I guess, to out myself as the type of person who owns, grimoires and a demonary. But if this is, anything, I feel like they would do in a normal Megami Tensei game. So, there's... In the Lesser Key of Solomon, which is a demonary, in part, it's a larger grimoire, which is like a magic textbook, for lack of a better term.
There's like a list of 72 demons, and he's the 72nd demon, and he commands, like, I just hope this isn't a thing where you have to fight his many, many legions also at some point, because, like, this game is fond of doing the, like, here's a 100-floor tower, and you gotta do all 100 floors, and here's, like, a, I command 72, blah, 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 and then, like, you have to fight just a shitload of things, so... But it's only him right now, so doesn't seem like it's gonna go that way.
I think even if there are some additional enemies, I think that we'll be okay.
But like,
Imperius will reward me when I bring him your head.
Well, we already beat you, dude. Did you check that bet on the right?
You can't get over there. You're gonna make me prove it to you, and now I have to fight two weak princes.
I mean, that first one, though.
Yes! I'm literally just... I never stop smashing the A button. Are you gonna start doing the tile clearing thing to me now? Are we here now? Now that the game's not hard anymore, you're just gonna make me...
Yeah.
Fucking... Bang my dick into every square inch of surface in this video game. In case there's a fucking tadpole demon I can find.
Yeah. I love tadpoles. What you gotta get tadpoles?
Oh. Hey!
Oh, wait! See? See? You fucking naysayer! About to turn into Jack Black from that one Tenacious D sketch where I just freak out. Look at this! Who is this? Is that Sonic? Is that Sonic the
What's
Hedgehog?
The magic?
Nintendo Power Volume 175!
You have to look that up.
Okay,
you have
I got it. No, hold on, I have this bookmarked actually from when we got shot earlier. Okay, let me pull this up. Okay, who is he? Who is he though?
I don't know.
I just need the name. I need the name of the demon.
I don't know.
Well, just
I don't
hit
know.
A.
I don't
let's
know.
Go to the next dialogue box. I got it pulled up. I got the password. Let's pull it. Who is he?
I don't know.
Oh,
what are
my
your
God.
Options? We got Chon and Skyfish.
Well, we didn't have to enter a password for Skyfish. Okay, does this guy look like an Iconda or a Lucifroz or a Pandora or a Starhare? Hey, it's Pandora!
Damn. Well, that means we missed one.
Not necessarily.
Andor.
Anyway, Atlas, if you want to hire us as your game masters,
that would rock.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but unless there's a YouTube channel I haven't found, I think we're kind of doing the most as far as, you know, Atlas-connected game properties are concerned.
Open invitation to Atlas to hire us on as their Howard Phillipses of the 2020s.
We truly work for peanuts. They're gluten-free.
True.
Are circus peanuts the candy gluten-free?
Yeah, but I'd rather eat, like, dried-up cat poop than a circus peanut.
Really?
Man, fuck a circus
peanut. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that circus peanuts are, like, the best candy on Earth or anything, but, like... I do feel like, to keep my soul... properly balanced and tethered to this realm, I do need to bite into a circus peanut once every couple years.
Okay. I think I just had that same thing, but with, like, the wax tiny bottles of...
Himbo used the limbo. Yeah, yeah.
You're the Blockbuster.
You thinking of the, like, the multi-pack where they're connected
and
they're all different colors? Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Got a whole lot of new milk over.
Hydroville.
Yeah, I'm just curious what's down there.
It's time to head to the road that leads us to the south.
Look, I tried to make that guy four times already, and it didn't work, so. You can't do it now.
I think about
that. You can't just say it.
I think about that one pinch harmonic. We're going south, literally. I think about that one pinch harmonic all the time, though.
Which one?
You know the one that's like... like the, like, extreme bent up.
Oh, yeah.
But there's one that's like, and they like really hit it. Just like one time.
Well, isn't that the like the good
Patreon.com/digitaldevilpod.